I'm Danette Bredenbach from Biz Community, and I'm here with Zoe Willems, who is from Ogilvy SA. She's here to chat to us about the VW campaign, the Night School campaign, which you've just won a gold Effie.
That's right.
I think there were a few other silvers and bronze in there, but the gold Effie. Tell us a little bit about some of the insights into the campaign.
I think what was kind of a key insight for us is safety is one of the biggest drivers of purchase intent in the automotive industry.
Yeah.
But that also means that most brands play in the sort of safety feature table stakes kind of, you know, territory. And as VW and a leading brand, that was just an option. We can't win there. And we then looked at other ways, you know, and VW's always been part of culture. It's been part of, you know, it's this purpose at the heart of the brand. And then we saw a massive gap. We saw that we've got some of the most horrific road deaths in this country.
Yes.
And it's directly linked to this category. So we were like, okay, well, that's what better way to demonstrate your safety by showing your commitment to all South Africans, not just people that drive VWs, but all South Africans. And I think one of the key insights was that most of the accidents actually happen at night, but yet we all learn to drive during the day, which is kind of weird. And we looked at that key insight and we said, okay, well, why don't we step in as one of the leading brands in the automotive industry and let's put together a night school? And that was at the heart of this campaign. And we had a very brave client who said,
yes,
we're committing to this. We want to do this. And I mean, it's been a campaign that we had to, we worked with governments. There's a lot that went into this, that went beyond traditional advertising, you know, and it paid off.
Well, it did pay off because I think I made a note that there were the fatalities were reduced by over 45%.
Yes.
And you won an Effie, a gold Effie, so that also pays off. That's also a nice sidebar there. So I think what we're seeing here is that advertising is not advertising anymore. There's really a whole lot of different elements that need to be added so that it's making a real impact in real people's lives. And I think this is one example of that. Can you maybe just elaborate for us a little bit on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think advertising and marketing is going into very interesting times. And I think it's consumer driven. It is how consumers are consuming content and how they're consuming advertising. In fact, they don't consume traditional advertising anymore in the way that we used to back in the day. And it's really, they're asking hard questions of brands.
Yeah.
You know, they're asking, and especially leading brands, they're asking what difference do you really make in the lives of us as consumers? And I don't think it's this broadcast, top-down approach anymore. It's a bottom-up approach. And the brands that listen and the brands that engage with consumers and they put them at the heart, those are the brands that will win.
Definitely. But for that to happen, the brand has to listen. The brand has to be brave. And then there's also the question of the relationship with the agency.
Absolutely.
And how that gels. So there's a whole lot going on here.
Absolutely.
But we've seen Volkswagen and Ogilvy have a really fantastic relationship and a partnership. They've done well with many of their campaigns.
Yeah, and I think that is testament to a relationship that's been forged over time. There's a lot of trust there. And I think it's relationships across various disciplines with the client, but also in the agency itself.
Yeah.
You know, that close relationship between creative and strategy and our account management teams, that's where the magic happens.
When we
take hands, it's a team sport. You know, this is not a strategy award. This only happens when a team comes together and the client is really central to that.
And you also touched on being a leading brand. And I think VW has always been a great brand in South Africa and a very loved brand and associated with culture and with the people. So going in this direction plays with what you've really been doing for years or what the brand's been doing for years, but just
Yeah, it's
different
in the
medium.
It's in the DNA of the brand.
Yeah.
So it was easy for us to, it wasn't a territory that's uncharted for VW, and it didn't feel foreign. Mm. I think sometimes with purpose work, you've got to be very careful that you don't do purpose for the sake of purpose.
Yes.
It's got to be authentic to the brand, and the brand should be able to credibly deliver on that. And I think VW is just such a beautiful brand in, you know, to do that, plugged into culture.
That's lovely. And then, so if it's all about effectiveness and impact, what does it mean to win an award that's about effectiveness and impact?
Look, at Ogilvy, we are the impact agency. That's our mantra. So I think everything we do, that's one of the biggest questions we ask is, what's the business impact? What's the brand impact? And then what's the sort of cultural impact, you know, societal impact that we can make? So impact is really at the heart of what we do. And I think IFIs for us is almost like the pinnacle of how we prove that we truly the impact agency. So for us to convert at IFIs is a big deal, because it really confirms what Ogilvy stands for. Yeah,
that's wonderful. Congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you again on the stage next year.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.